You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Book Week Scotland is an annual celebration of books and reading. Now, this year it's taking place across Scotland between the 17th and 23rd of November with a curated program of exciting events and activities. Now, as part of the yearly celebrations, Scottish Book Trust released a collection of true stories written by the people of Scotland and focused on the theme of friendship. With over 70,000 free copies available, the book is also available in audio with the support of RNIB. Now, joining us is Scott Ferguson, one of the authors featured in this year's edition of the book. And it is so lovely to chat with you, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good. And Scott, I'm excited to find out, what made you submit a story for the book?
So basically, I've written a novel. And I'm currently seeking agent representation. Advice I've been given is to submit to short story competitions and just try and build it like a bit of a CV for yourself. I got an email from the Scottish Book Trust and they were advertising the book and the fact they were accepting submissions. So with all that in mind, I just thought I'd throw my hat in the ring for it.
Oh, brilliant. And what was your, reaction like when you actually got the news?
Yeah, I was delighted. So yeah, it's always a nice feeling when someone reads and enjoys something you've written. It's amazing that it's gone into audiobook and also into print. So it just means that more people will get to hear my story.
And when it comes to writing or the process of writing, was it easy to get inspiration? Did you have to mull it over for a period? I mean, obviously, with this book, we're specifically looking at the theme of friendship.
Actually, I found inspiration for it quite quickly. It came, I suppose, at a good time just because I'd recently been reflecting on like old friends who I hadn't seen in a little while. I hadn't seen some of them in months. And I was just kind of thinking when we were younger how we used to go to the pub together every Friday night. So that was kind of the theme I wanted to explore and the setting I wanted to explore. And the friend in the short story is a bit of an amalgamation of a few different people.
Now, I had the pleasure of reading your story ahead of our interview. And I love the focus on, I guess, in this case, the long-term friendship. And there is a certain vulnerability to your story that I feel many of us are familiar with, that kind of happens with age and not having as much time for your oldest friends, like when you were younger. So why was it specifically important to focus on that aspect of friendship, this inability to connect as much as you would perhaps want to, or just being in a completely different stage of your life than when you used to be as, I guess, younger friends?
Yeah, thank you for the kind words, first of all. But for me, like, the inspiration came from like my relationships with some of my old friends from school. So like some of them I've known since I was 4 years old. And I was kind of thinking back to the friendships I had grown up, and I realised they were all just like really quite intense. So like you'd spend all day at school together, you'd then be out at night playing football together. And then there'd be the weekends, you'd see their families all the time, you'd know what they were up to all the time, you just knew like absolutely everything about them and everything about their lives. And then when you leave school, as with everyone, you know, that just naturally falls away year by year. So I guess the vulnerability in the story just comes from maybe overthinking that too much. Like when you think, like, have I changed? Like, have they changed? Has the friendship changed? Instead of just kind of accepting it for what it is, like, it's just part of life. Like, people move, like, get different jobs, like, it just kind of grow apart naturally, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like, it's part of life. And I guess it's a friend who maybe doesn't burn as brightly in your day-to-day life as they used to, but that's okay because you can still love them and you still have those memories together.
And I guess you can still feel nostalgic for the past, but also embrace where you are currently in your lives. And I have to say, you even encapsulated this feeling of anxiety when you, as you said, you overthink and you stress. And was that difficult to, I guess, explain in so few words? Or
I think I just went for it and I just kind of thought, you know, that is a sensation I've felt in the past. And I know it's ridiculous, but it is something I've felt. And it's been kind of nice because that's a part of the story that people who have read it have kind of said to me, you know, I really resonated with that. And everyone agrees that it can be nuts. But yeah, people have felt that sensation before. So that's been quite an interesting part to come out of the story.
Mm. And why do you think events like Book Week Scotland and, you know, publishing this book and making it available in wider formats, making it available in audio for maybe someone who can't read regular print, why do you think it's so important to do that?
It makes reading accessible for everyone. So like during Book Week as a whole, I mean, there are events taking place all over the country, like many of which are free. And the publication itself is great because, as you said, it's available in audiobook, or it's available as a pocket-sized physical copy. And again, it's completely free. So it just opens it up to so many different people. From like a writer's perspective, it's been an amazing experience just because it gives you experience, but also gives you a little bit of confidence when you are published. But it also exposes you to like other great writing happening around the country.
And do you think this experience will mean that going forward, having that audio release is something that you'll also push for with your novel when it gets published?
Fingers crossed. Yeah, 100%. It was a really novel experience for me, recording the audiobook. It took me probably about 50 attempts, but we got there in the end.
Was it weird hearing your voice reading the words you wrote? Because I know, I guess you often hear your voice in your head, but it's not really the same, is it, when you hear it?
Yeah, no, you're dead right. It's really different. And I found myself like just fumbling over sentences I shouldn't have been fumbling over. But yeah, not bad. But got there in the end.
Well, Scott, I would love to also learn a little bit about, I guess, authors and books that you're most likely to reach for when you're not writing your own story, but perhaps just enjoying someone else's.
I read anything that takes my fancy or that comes recommended. So just recently, I just finished the autobiography of Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. I started the fantasy trilogy called the Mistborn series. But I would say as a whole, I probably over-index on literary fiction from Scottish authors. I've recently started Only Here, Only Now by Tom Ewlins, and I'm enjoying that so far.
So some fantastic recommendations there. But if you had to name one book that you think everyone should read, what would that be?
It'd be Lucky Jim by Kingsley Amis. I think it's the only book I've read where I've properly laughed out loud multiple times while reading it. So yeah, that'd be my recommendation.
Well, brilliant, Scott. Thank you so much for giving us some nice recommendations, also sharing your story with us today and speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. It was good to speak to you.
And of course, if you'd like to find out more about the free friendship book for this year's Book Week Scotland, as well as all the amazing events taking place across Scotland, visit bookweekscotland.com.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.